It's the Mornings with Ed show, a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, and Joshua Radin live in studio with us, brand new album called Here right now. He's got a show tonight in Solana Beach at the Belly Up, at the Coach House tomorrow night, but we have him first here this morning. I want you to do me a favor, singing Here right now. Please welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. This is Joshua Radin.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I've seen much more than most, much less than some. Took a while to give up a ghost, thought it'd never come. There were times blood on my hands and I tried to wash away. Outside the lines I couldn't stand.
That's Joshua Radin live in our studios, brand new album called Here Right Now. That song called Here Right Now, man, do I love that. I love this vibe. Could not be happier that he's with us. Again, I'll say it, tonight in Solana Beach at the Belly Up Tavern, also at the Coach House tomorrow night. So we've got him here in studio. We're going to sit down and have a great conversation with him in a few minutes. First, I'd like you to hear something else from him. This song is called You Got Me Thinking. Once again, to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios, please welcome Joshua Radin.
If one perfect day, you got me thinking I wanna take my wall down, shed my disguise and brace for the fall down into the sea of your eyes. Everything's starting to rise, but darling, I'm sinking as you got me thinking. Thoughts of me cause you to block out the noise. Miles away, you still hear my voice. I would have stayed if that was your choice, and we'd still be lying in bed. And I could have passed you a thousand for the fall down into the sea of your eyes. Everything's starting to rise, but darling, I'm sinking as you got me thinking. I've grown accustomed to safety by hiding, blinded by everyone new. So I could have passed you a thousand times, and I could have missed your vacancy sign. Still, you'd be on my mind, 'cause you got me thinking I wanna take my wall down, shed my disguise and brace for the fall. Your eyes, everything's starting to rise, but darling, I'm sinking as you got me thinking.
That's Joshua Radin, brand new album called Here Right Now. He was just in Europe. He just returned from Europe for, I guess he was there for a month, a little over a month. We're going to talk to him here in studio, ask him about that trip, and a whole lot more. But first, I want you to hear another song. This is called Only a Wave, Better Days. Joshua Radin, live in studio on the Mornings with Ed show.
They see me in the window as they walk by, separated by the glass as they're living their lives, and they say,
let me tell you exactly how much I love this guy. I absolutely just dig your music. That's the reason I wake up in the morning, is to discover stuff I didn't know before. I had fallen in love with you with first of all, by the way, in case you're just joining us, Joshua Radin in studio with us.
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
What a beautiful place. I mean, you're right on the ocean.
Oh yeah. If you start feeling a little down, you just look out the window.
Yeah, really. Man, how could you feel down ever?
So I first fell in love with your music watching television, and you had done all the songs that make me cry on some of these television shows. and now
they would put me on like medical shows when people die,
like Scrubs. Yeah,
yeah, or Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, yeah. House, or anytime someone dies on the table, they're like, all right, call Josh.
We got a sad song, but all of them just nail it. You seem to evoke emotion. You're and right here, standing 12 feet away from me, chills running up and down.
Oh, man, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Your songs evoke someone. Well, tell me about Only a Wave.
That was a song I wrote about my ex-girlfriend. We broke up a few years ago, and well, I'll try to make the story short because we're live. But
we're okay, man. You got all day. I love you.
It was one of these situations where she told me when we met that she was broken, and she was like, "Do you think you can fix me?"
Ooh.
And I had never tried to do that before.
That's a red flag.
I should have run, but I didn't. I kind of was maybe a bit arrogant because I thought, I love my family and my friends and my life. I have such a good time, and I have a pretty positive outlook, and. Right. Yeah, I could probably help you out,
It's harder to fix someone than you think, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I learned a very valuable lesson. don't try to do that. People have to fix themselves. So after a few years of living with her, we parted ways. But, that's what that song is about, trying to fix a broken human.
Right, and discovering you can't. Right?
Yeah, so, and also realizing that, I was so in that relationship, like hardcore, like... It drained me. It really did. Until all my family and friends were like, "You gotta extricate yourself from this because she's taken all of you."
Right.
And then it took about another 2 years to like refill the well, And then so I had some time to write some songs.
So in between this time, was the writing of the song itself cathartic and immediately after the relationship,
or did you have to wait? No, not immediately. I'm not one of those people who like. Is super sad about something and then picks up the guitar and writes. I need like some time, some perspective.
Right.
Real perspective to show me like how it really affected me. Not just how it affected me a month later, but, you know, a couple years later.
Which is probably why the songs we heard this morning, to me, sounded so thoughtful. But all of them, because that's exactly, I think that they all have the perspective. Time.
Yeah, and they're all just honest accounts of what I go through. If I don't have anything that I'm feeling I need to express, I just don't write.
Right. Again, artistry is about what you put on the canvas, not all of this volume. I'm trying to put stuff out constantly.
Yeah,
constantly,
it's amazing
constantly.
That if nowadays all you hear is the word content.
Right.
Every company, every label, every manager, every agent, that in the music industry is just, we need content. We need more content. We need more content. And like, what happened to the record just being content?
Right.
It doesn't suffice for anyone anymore. They need constant Instagram posts or constant, you know, it's overwhelming and exhausting.
I'm going to remind our listeners that you are tonight in Solana Beach at the Belly Up Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night.
Can I also tell them it's a different kind of show? I've never done this kind of concert before.
You're out of your comfort zone here. It's a storytelling thing, right?
Yeah, it's an in-the-round thing. I brought two of my buddies, Ben Queller and William Fitzsimmons, who are both amazing songwriters and great people. And we all got on the same bus together.
Right.
We're going to roll around as an experiment for 8 cities, just up down the West Coast. And we're going to put 3 stools on stage and I'll play a song, Ben will play a song, William will play a song, and around we go, talking to each other, asking each other questions, telling stories about what our songs are about, maybe take some requests from the audience. I've never done an in-the-round show.
It would be like having the three of you in my living room.
Yeah, that's what we're going for, sort of like campfire vibes with, you know, 3 people sitting around a campfire with their guitars, and no tricks, no... You know, just an acoustic guitar and a mic. That's what you get in your stories.
Right. And that's the best way to get it, man. I'm not even kidding. So Solana Beach tonight at the Belly Up Tavern. We get that same kind of show here tomorrow night at the Coach House?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So I can't wait, man.
I love both those venues. They're really, really intimate. And that's why I chose these particular venues for this kind of show.
And it's perfect for it.
Yeah, I want the audience right there. Like you said, I want it to feel like you're in our living room and we're just hanging out and someone's like, hey, Josh, play a song. Or, hey, Ben, play a song.
Now, you just got back from Europe. And while there, you got sick in Rome.
I did.
What made you sick? What happened?
That's the first time I've ever had to cancel a show in 15 years. Luckily, I was in Rome for an extra 4 days. So I got to, they rescheduled the show for Thursday. It was like a Monday.
Right.
And, you know, luckily, I mean, I barely had my voice back for the Thursday show.
Right.
I spent most of Rome in bed.
When do you make the decision, I can't do this?
Well, I couldn't talk. So,
there it is.
I couldn't swallow my own spit. You know what I mean? So it was like, I don't know what people would want to show up and watch me sit on a chair and do what?
Here, fill my glands. Yeah,
you know, I've distilled my show down to the bare essence.
Right.
Me and an acoustic guitar and a mic. So... Having done that for a few years now, if you lose your voice, and I don't mean just like, oh, it just doesn't sound okay. I mean, the show must go on. Like, I've gone on where I just have a cold or I'm sick or, you know, I might not sound my best, but you're going on.
Right.
If you try to talk and nothing comes out, it's like people aren't going to, they're going to want their money back.
Right.
It's not like I have a light show. There aren't dancers. It's not a big rock band that we can just do instrumental stuff. And,
right.
You can't fake your way through it.
Yeah.
Once it's distilled down to that essence, it's like
your audience would tear their tickets up like horse track betting people.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like originally from Cleveland.
That's right. My first 18 years.
Right. Well, growing up in Cleveland, what's that like? And what's the music scene like when you're young and trying to break in?
Oh well, I didn't start playing music till I was 30.
Oh, dude!
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't grow up playing music at all.
Okay.
I was just growing up going to shows.
It sounds like you've been playing forever. And I'm not just saying that.
That's very kind of you to say.
I'm not blowing smoke in your face. It sounds like I would have guessed you took piano at 2.
Oh.
And then went on from there.
Not at all. I grew up in the visual arts. I wanted to be a painter.
Okay.
And then I was, after college, I was a kid's art teacher in Chicago. And then I went traveling for a while, and then I started writing screenplays. I did that for about 6 years in New York and found a little bit of success. Like, I sold a couple scripts, features, but they didn't get made into movies.
Right.
They got shelved by the studio that bought them. So I was barely getting by. I was turning 30 and I was so frustrated. I bought a guitar and learned a few chords as like a meditative device.
Right.
You know, just to chill out and be like, you know. Or if I couldn't think of what a character was going to say next in a scene, I would pick up a guitar and try to learn like a Dylan song. You know, and then once I learned a few cover songs by Dylan, Elliott Smith, Nick Drake, the Beatles, I knew like, you know, 6 or 7 chords. And I just like, I was like, well, I'm a writer. Why don't I try to write my own song? So I wrote this song called Winter, and it was a really sad tune about a breakup I was going through with this girl I'd lived with in New York for like 6 years. And
that was the Scrubs song.
Yeah. So my buddy,
my
buddy, Zach Braff, right. We went to college together.
Right.
And he was the star of the show. And, I made a demo of the song.
Right.
He asked me to make a demo of the song. He's like, maybe the producers will use it. You never know.
Right.
And 3 weeks later, I sent them the demo, and they were like, can we use that song? I was like, sure, and then I got my start. And so I just started writing songs. It just felt like I had expressed myself more honestly in that 3.5-minute song than I had in any screenplay I had written or any painting I had painted. So it just felt like home, and I haven't looked back. It's been 15 years of cruising around the world, songs for people.
I want to touch on Winter really fast because I cut you off when you were about to describe what it's about. Why is the song so sad? What was going on in your head?
Well, the first line of the song is, I should know who I am by now. And that's what I was thinking as I was about to turn 30. I remember walking through the East Village in New York City, looking at records in a music shop. And I just remember leafing through them, thinking over and over again, I don't really know who I am yet as a man, as an artist. And it was so frustrating to me, being about to turn 30. I was like, it's time. I should really, you know, I feel like life's, all the people I grew up with are passing me by. And what am I doing with my life?
Right.
Those sort of feelings. So I wrote that line down on a piece of paper and put it in my back pocket. I walked home and I started, and that song Winter just kind of came out, and I was going through a breakup. It's about a few things, that song. It's not about one particular thing, but it's definitely about missing something.
The conflagration of everything in your life at that point.
I just felt like I was hollow and missing something, missing more than one thing, missing, you know, they say to know thyself is sort of like this old adage of, you know, what you should accomplish by the time you die, know thyself, and hopefully way before you die.
What advice would you give to your younger 30-year-old self now?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I would say, I mean, it's not like I have regrets. I love where I'm at, but I feel like my career-wise, knowing now what I know, man... there are so many things I would tell that. I had no idea what I was doing, you know?
Right.
The first songs I ever wrote, I put on this album. I put it up on iTunes by myself. And when I signed, it started a bidding war because all these songs had been in Grey's Anatomy and Scrubs and all these TV shows, House, One Tree Hill, and movies and commercials and... So it shot to the top of the iTunes charts when I put it up on iTunes, and it started a bidding war amongst the major labels, and I ended up signing with Columbia because they told me, you know, it's like, I didn't know what was going on. I said, you know,
Wearing a suit.
I was like, Dylan's my biggest, you know, inspiration. I've always been, you know, he's always been my favorite songwriter, and he was a Columbia guy. So I just thought, that sounds right.
If it was good enough for Bob, it's good enough for me.
Yeah. And so, and I had no idea what I was doing. You know, they were like, yeah, you can open for Bob if you sign with us. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't know that Columbia Records doesn't choose Bob's opener. Like, I knew nothing. They totally hoodwinked me.
You should have noticed the guy's cloven hooves as he was telling you that, man.
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, I signed with Columbia in this huge record deal. And 3 weeks later, the entire company was fired. Top down, CEO down. I was just like, wait, so what do I do now?
Yeah, Joshua, we've got bad news for you.
He's like, you're still in Columbia, but no one who signed you is here anymore.
It was invisible ink we used with your contract.
That's that's something I would tell my, I would say, don't ever sign with a major label again. And I did it like 3 or 4 times after that too, in different parts of the world.
Well,
and
well, you learn by making mistakes several times.
I mean, some of it actually turned out pretty great,
right?
Because, well, I don't want to say it. Whatever. I'll keep that.
If you're just joining us, we're in studio with Joshua Radin, brand new album called Right Here, or excuse me, Here Right Now, at Solana Beach tomorrow, or tonight at the Belly Up, and then tomorrow at the Coach House. Tell me about Here Right Now.
Well, I went through about 6 to 9 months of writer's block, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go change environments and see if that inspires me. So I flew to Spain. And I found this little remote beach, went there by myself, and I sat on the sand looking out at the sea with my guitar. I'm thinking, like, oh, if I can't write here, where am I? And I'm sitting there trying to write something, thinking about what do I want to say? What do I need to say?
That's additional pressure you put on yourself there.
Yeah, I know. I just thought maybe it'll inspire something. I don't know.
Right, right.
If worse comes to worse, I'm in Spain by myself eating paella.
Right, there you go.
So, This stray dog, wandered up on the beach, no collar, no leash, no human.
Right.
And we locked eyes in the strangest, coolest moment. And we stared each other down for a good, like, I don't know, minute and a half. It was nuts.
Right.
No blinking. It was just like a
dog stare.
Yeah.
That's right. Because they won't blink for a minute. So yes.
But like in a friendly way, you know what I mean? Right. We were just like looking into each other's souls, and it was so cool. And all of a sudden I had this epiphany. And I was like, this dog inspired it. This being in the moment, sort of. I realized about myself that I had spent the majority of my life laying in bed at night with anxiety, thinking about what happens next.
Right.
With the world, with my friends, my family, with my career, anything. What happens next? That idea, fixed on this idea. Instead of just being like,
living in
the moment, right. You know, being present.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'm going to write a song about that, because if I do, every time I play it, and I name the record that, every time I play it, it'll reinforce that idea in my mind. It'll be like a mantra or something. It'll take me to that moment where I'm saying to myself, just enjoy where you're at.
Right.
You know, you got a great life. Let's just enjoy it.
You're
Don't
describing.
Think about where what happens next.
Right.
So because the dog sort of inspired this epiphany for the first song for this album, and then all the songs flowed out after that. But I decided I was going to give all the money I make off this song Here Right Now to this organization. It's called North Shore Animal League America. So all the downloads and streams for this song that I make go to... It's the world's largest no-kill animal shelter.
Dude, if I didn't love you before, I love you now. Straight out.
Well, so every time someone listens to that song on Spotify, Apple Music, right. Whatever, or downloads it, iTunes, or whatever, wherever you listen to music, YouTube, whatever you do, you know, that money goes to this organization. So save some dogs and save some cats.
That is, you know what? Yeah. I wish we had more people in here for a standing ovation right now. There's no bigger dog fan on earth. And my audience knows this. I got 5 seniors, man. So no bigger dog.
My sister
dog
got me involved because she and her husband are really, really into the shelters, and
right.
They've rescued a couple dogs, and I'm looking for one right now. Right. I've gone into a couple shelters, and one hasn't jumped up on me and be like, okay, you're my person.
Right.
And that's what I need that to happen.
Right. I'm a fan of senior pets, because seniors get passed by all the time in shelters.
That's such a nice thing to do.
They're like the best. So,
and they're so grateful.
Yes.
I mean, they were really like,
And they're already half broke, half house broken and everything. They already know the deal.
Yeah, really, man, you're doing something amazing.
Yeah. So if you're missing any portion of this, it'll be up on our podcast page a little bit later on this afternoon. This is Joshua Radin live in our studios. You simply go to the KXFM webpage. You pull down podcast Mornings with Ed. Bang. There it is. So again, at Solana Beach tonight at the Belly Up Tavern, tomorrow night here in town at the Coach House. We'll look forward to seeing you certainly here. Where do our listeners find your music?
Anywhere you listen to music.
All right. I just love that. Every single place you can find music, go look for Joshua Radin. Thank you so much for being in here this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was a great set, man. I absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you back.
Great. I'd love to.